I will build a great, great wall on our southern border. I would repeal and replace the big lie, Obamacare.
If I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation.
My name is Oscar Carlson for AUSB Radio. That was President-elect Donald Trump giving three of his most memorable election promises. None of these does, however, seem to become reality. He appears to be open to compromise on Obamacare, he won't prosecute Hillary Clinton, and his famous wall seems to mostly become a fence. I've interviewed political science professor and former social justice lawyer John Forhan about what this means. I've also interviewed a Trump supporter about his view on it. This person will remain anonymous, and his comments will be read out by someone else. So, Trump didn't tell the truth. Why?
Well, it tends to be a thing that politicians do, regardless of party. They tend to make promises that they can't keep, knowing that they probably can't keep them, but to tell people what they would do if they could. Mm-hmm. So it's more a plea for ideological unity, or those of you that feel this way, I do too. That's what the candidate is saying, even though they can't possibly keep them all.
That was John Forhan with a good point. Broken election promises are not limited to Donald Trump. But Trump did advertise himself as the guy who could get things done. So how will these broken promises affect his support?
I think it'll diminish it to a certain extent, but not a lot.
The Trump supporter I talked to, let's call him Patrick, remains in support of Trump. He didn't want to talk lies or deception, and he's sure Trump knows what he's doing.
In order to win this election, Trump had to bring together the far right and the conservative base, and also bring in some Democrats. That's what he did. And he hasn't broken a single campaign promise yet, not that I can see. I'm seeing negotiation.
Patrick is right. Trump hasn't broken those promises yet, but he has strongly hinted that he will. However, it looks like he has broken a different promise.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself.
This was pre-election. Now, Trump is nominating bankers and established politicians to be ministers in his government. Among them are White House veteran Elaine Chao, former investment banker Steve Mnuchin, and chair of the House Budget Committee, Tom Price. How is Trump going to be anti-establishment with such an established government?
That's probably the one concern that I have. He talked about draining the swamp and really get rid of the establishment. But he knows far more than I do on who to pick in order to get things done. But if he picks Romney, that would be a big blow.
Romney is truly part of the Republican establishment. So why would Trump even consider nominating him as Secretary of State?
Because he wants to appear professional. He wants to pull in as many of the Republican establishment as he can. And he doesn't want to have the country as a whole look at his government as a renegade government.
It looks like Donald Trump won't be able to keep all of his election promises. But that's apparently politics. And his supporters might be forgiving. If he gets too mixed up in the establishment, well, that'd be a different story. Thank you to John Forhan, Patrick, and my friend Linus, who read out Patrick's parts. I'm Oscar Carlson for AUSB Radio.